Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I love.
With my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
A memory.
Oh, what joy.
My friends at the old country church. All my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious
graves.
Pardon me just a moment, everyone. I've got a slight technical problem here. All right, we've got that fixed. Now, let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Fathers, we open your word this morning. Once again, we're asking for the presence of the Holy Spirit to be with us, to give us the guidance, Father, that we need and a greater understanding of this, your word. And Father, we thank you that we're able to operate through these, through YouTube, and through Blog Talk Radio, to reach others around about as we teach, Father, so that we can be of greater help in this world. Now, Father, be with us through this service this morning, and we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be in Romans 5 this morning. We've gotten that far in Romans. Well, let us see what God's got for us here. We know things are going to get good before the morning's over, because a lot of us know what lay ahead of us. All right, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, because we have been justified by faith, you know, that was God's doing. That wasn't man's. It was His doing. But you know, this word justified here means that we have been found not guilty by God the Father. Now, how can that be? We were born with a sin nature, and as we know, we all started committing sins, doing things we wasn't supposed to do, wanting things we wasn't even supposed to want. But the Lord Jesus Christ, when we went to him and repented about our sins and of our sins, he forgave them. They were also covered by blood. And it's his blood that shed blood from our dear Savior that brought us to where we were not guilty anymore and was justified by the living God. Now, you know, when he's talking there too in that first verse about peace. But this peace with God, that's not a feeling that he's talking about, but a standing. And you see, because that believer now are no longer an enemy, but have been reconciled back to God. And that all comes really as a result of our justification. And through the Lord Jesus Christ, we can come directly into the presence of God. You see, Jesus is not just our Redeemer, but he is also our Advocate. He intercedes for us. And it is by him that we can gain entrance and acceptance before the Father and talk directly to him, which we are supposed to be doing. But are we? And how often do we? And what is it we are talking to him about? Is it really things of this world that we're asking for? Or are we talking to him about his kingdom and what we can do in order to serve him? And are we asking for the things we need in order to do so? And are we really staying into his word? Well, I thank God I have some with me that is staying into his word. I know that they're in it twice a day because most of the time because they're with me. And I know that they are in the word twice a day. Now, how often they pray out, I don't really know. But they need to be praying on the average of about at least three times a day. We're told to pray without ceasing. And we can find so many times through the day to thank God. Just, that's all we have to do is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this or whatever it is that has happened. or what it is that we have gotten. Things that we might be working on and even still waiting for answers, but still as we work toward that goal and we see things come about that we stand in need of in order to reach that goal, we need to be thanking Him for that. And knowing that He is the giver of all good things. And by ourselves, we're not any good. Not much we can do on our own and by ourselves. It takes that anointing, that authority, of Almighty God that comes to you and I through the Lord Jesus Christ and that is brought to us by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Now, verse 2, by whom also we have access by faith into His grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Are you really standing? Are you standing? And are you standing in grace? Because only those that are His, born again children, will actually stay and stand. We have to have that plan of salvation fulfilled and be His. Because you see, that grace that holds us, that grace that saved us, that is a gift of Almighty God. We can't work for it. We can't buy it. It's a gift. Now, 3. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. A lot of tribulation and trials that we go through does help us obtain patience. A few years back, I didn't have any patience to wait on something. No. But I have grown now by the gospel to where now I understand and I know there are times that I will have to wait for different things and even different answers. Now, before, and patience gives us experience. And experience gives us hope. You see, this all comes by growing. And growing in the knowledge of the Word of God. And growing in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the knowledge of the Holy Spirit in how He works and in knowledge of our Heavenly Father. Now, 5. And hope maketh not ashamed. Are you ashamed of being called a Christian or a child of God or a Jesus lover? I'm not. I want them to know I am. I'm not ashamed of him, nor am I ashamed of this gospel. I tell it to everybody, because you never know who is needing what. I met a strange man yesterday, a businessman. And as we talked, I ended up telling him about our ministry and gave him my testimony. How I met the Lord, what he done for me, and what he's been doing for me over the years. We cannot be ashamed of our Lord, nor of our Father, nor of the Holy Spirit. He goes on there, verse 5, and says, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. You see, when that Holy Spirit is given to us, then we are sealed as the children of Almighty God. And your life is completely and totally changed. If it ain't, then somebody's been telling you things that's not right. Because the Word tells us about this change. And we're going to be getting into that sooner than you really think. Now, 6. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. You see, he didn't die for those that were his and those that were following him. He died for those that are lost. He is their sacrifice, just as he was yours and mine. Without him, we could not have made and become what we are, if we are anything. And let me tell you something. If you're a child of God, then you're going to do some work for him. And you're going to know. Now, we know he died for the ungodly. And we all were at one time that. 7. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. And that has been known, yes. 8. But God commandeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for you and I, just as well as those in his day while he was here on this earth. He was dying for the sinners until the end of time. That's what he gave his life for. 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. You see, everything is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And you and I, we received our justification because of his blood. Listen to God's word. Now, 10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by, it's all right there in plain language. And there's no mights and no maybes. And our life has either got to be yes or no. Not maybe, might, or sometime, no. It's either yes or no. 11. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. So those that are the children of God, they have now received their atonement. 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and we know that was Adam, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. You see, when Adam committed that sin there in the Garden of Eden, that brought sin upon all of us. One man brought that sin nature upon all of us. 13. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. You remember I've told you before that there was a period of time from the time of creation and the fall of Adam until Moses. Man didn't live right all the time in the sight of God. There was a few that loved God, wanted to follow God and all, and was close, but still, they were doing things they shouldn't do. But those things wasn't counted as sin, because they really didn't know what sin was, until God came and gave the law to Moses and told him. You see, the law is what let you and I even today know when and what is sin. Without the law, we would not have known. And it's right here in black and white. Here in verse 13. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. So it wasn't being imputed to man. In other words, he wasn't being held for it. But it was displeasing to God because he was doing things he shouldn't be doing. But God came and let him know all about it by giving and establishing the law. Now, 14. Nevertheless, death reigns from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgressions, who is the figure of him that was to come. But, 15, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded unto many. Now, 16. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. You see the change in there? How the change came about? Just as you and I in our life, when we went to the Lord Jesus Christ and asked forgiveness, he gave us that forgiveness, and we had this in us. We had this feeling in us, knowing that we needed to get into the Word of God. How do I do this? How do I do that? Well, let's go to the Word of God, find out how we do it. And then we grow a little more. We grow a little more. And we continue to grow until we can come to the point of accepting the idea of being born again. Just like Nicodemus was when he was talking to Jesus, and Jesus was telling him about being born again. He was a grown man and was raised under the law. But he wasn't understanding this about being born again. Now, and we'll be getting to that too. But anyway, Seventeen. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. You see, what we got because of Adam was death. Separation from God. What Jesus gives us is salvation and eternal life in heaven with him. And we won't have that eternal punishment. 18. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men, to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Which is what we got through. Yeah. Now I want you to see it there written. 19. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. But you see, Satan can't stand against the authority and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have been, once we become that child of God, we are given the authority to use the name of Jesus, and that is backed by the power of the Holy Spirit that lays within each one of us. Oh, praise God. We need to always praise Him. Lift up holy hands to heaven and just praise Him. Praise you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Praise you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for the things you've given to us. Now, 20. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. 21. That as sin has reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Sin has reigned unto death and will lead you to death if you stay with it. Even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. And He is the only way. We can't go around Him. We can't go through Him. We can't go over Him. And we can't go by no other. It is only by and through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the way we make heaven our home. We've come to the end of chapter 5. Now, don't really have time to get through chapter 6 because it's going to take some time. So we're going to close here for the morning. Anyway, and I'm going to pray that God can bring all of you back this evening at 6 p.m. when we'll be back into His Word, and we'll be back into the sixth chapter. So let us go now to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. We thank you for these times that we can come together in the ways that we have, Father, that you've given to us so that we can come together. Because, Father, you know what we are in need of now, that we are in need of a place other than my home, because my home is not large enough for all. But Father, we're seeking your will and your way, and we know you have it already figured out, and we're standing with you, Father, knowing that you have everything worked and that we will be put where you want us, doing the work you want us to do in this world for you and for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we have so many out there, Father, that are walking in darkness. We know, Father, that we can't reach them all. And we also know, Father, even a lot of them that we do reach and talk to will not give in and come to the Lord Jesus Christ. But they are those, Father, that will. And we can see others come to Jesus and be saved and become a part of your family. Now, Father, keep us through this day. Keep us safe. Keep us in health. See to our needs. And bring us back together this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. This, Father, is my prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, all. Remember to be back now at 6 p.m. You can make it. I pray that you can. We'll get back into the Word of God, and we may have even some more information for you. But until then, walk with God, hold on to Him, and He'll hold on to you. Bye-bye now.